Sandra Campbell from Thriving Southland. She's up next on the muster. Good afternoon, Sandra. How's things?
Good, Andy. Yourself?
Going pretty good. Thriving Southland, we spoke to Richard Kite last week, and the work you guys are doing, it is fantastic across the board, and always great to talk to you guys. The insight you give towards catchment groups especially is really, really cool.
It's a busy space. Actually, we've just had a Monday morning planning meeting, and there's some cool stuff in the coming up in the next 6 months, which is exciting. So,
Are you able to give us a bit of an update on what's on the horizon?
Oh, well, I'll do my ones coming up for July in the next 12 months. There's a lot of talk around the like the FAP Plus, the connecting with consumers, that relationship and understanding, and then, of course, inevitably a bit of a roll-through where there's a bit of a yarn about the trade deal, of course, as well, too, this morning. So that was, yeah, just resilience in businesses, I think, is probably businesses and operations was on the agenda this morning to... It's always coming up with new ideas as to how you discuss these things, so in the catchment group space. But coming up real soon, so we've had three new groups hit the ground last week. We caught up with some keen people that are keen to lead them. And so we've got the Atama, Natdale and Wendon catchment groups are out the gate. So, yeah, so just having some community events and getting together shortly. So I've got all their details in front of me.
Because the catchment groups have just gone from strength to strength, haven't they?
Yeah, so in my catchment, I looked after Waikaka down to Waikawa. And I started, when we started 2 years ago, I had 6 catchment groups. And then over the last 2 years, that's gone up to 11. And now with these three new ones, it's 14. So it's not even the whole catch or the whole Matera River. It's only the Waikaka South. So... Yeah, no, it's really good. The communities, some of them have been really big catchment groups and they're breaking down into closer to communities and smaller tributaries. And I just think it's really helping with engagement and bringing those communities together, especially ones that don't have a school bringing a key theme across the smaller communities and getting them back to some of those country halls, which is good to see.
Sandra, what do you think's the key for these catchment groups rising in popularity?
I definitely think getting closer to communities. Sometimes it doesn't always work in to go to Gore or up to like a conference in Christchurch or Wellington, but actually when it's in your town hall or your country hall, it's hard to avoid, and everyone loves going and catching up and seeing the neighbours as well too and talking about things that are really applicable to them in their operation and their community, which is really good.
And just talking to people involved with the groups, times are a changing and people are realising they're having to look at a few things on farm perhaps, and just a collaboration of minds and getting different ideas. I mean, it's like all the different groups you get on farm just for whatever reasons, whether it be looking at hoggets or whatever, and just trying to share mind thinking, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, and sharing those ideas and just trying to get ahead of stuff and do things because they're interested in it. It's relevant to them, not because someone's making them or telling them, but because actually they're interested and it's the right thing to do. So, yeah, it's everyone is always more productive if they're working in that positive space rather than getting chased with the big stick. So, yeah, and knowledge is power at the end of the day. So if we can bring some information to people and make it easy to obtain rather than reading large documents, make it a bit more enjoyable, and they all like a savoury and a beer at the end of the evening, don't they? So,
well, this is Southland.
Exactly. No, yeah, the catchment groups have to be social. A portion of it has to be just about getting together, and everyone's sharing the same, like they're all in the same realms of industry or operations, so inevitably those key themes come up, and it's really good to see people bouncing ideas off one another and what they can do. So, yeah.
So at these catchment group meetings, is there normally somebody from Thriving Southland try and go along to them?
Yep. So we're there. I'm a catchment coordinator as a facilitator, so they're the community's catchment groups, and we're just there to try and... So it doesn't take a toll on a leader, so that they're driving their catchment group for their community, and we just try and dot the I's, cross the T's, and make it smoother and a little easier on the community to get stuff done. So, yeah, we... I've had some run-ins with some community ovens lately and halls that haven't been used for a couple of years. So, yeah, can be found heating up pies and facilitating ideas and doing all sorts of stuff. So we just slot in where they need us, and every group's different. So,
absolutely. It's good to see halls being used as well, I suppose, for want of a better word, too, because you drive around Southland, halls are everywhere. And we were talking about it the other night, because Balfour, being a Balfour boy originally, went to the theatre restaurant in Balfour there last Thursday, and we're just talking about hall use these days and how it's not what it used to be.
There's definitely a few kitchens that haven't been used for a while that were delving into, but yeah, they're a great resource. And actually Mockeritas recently just had some, I think, games nights or indoor bowls, and I think Glenham's similar. It's got cards or housey or something like that, so I think they're sneaking back in. Actually, it'd be great to see them getting used more. And I don't know, we've talked about craft days and all sorts of stuff up in my own community about how we do get people back connecting and knowing the neighbours, and stronger communities are going to be the ones that can help each other out, aren't they?
So. Yeah, ain't that the truth? So, Sandra, anybody looking at joining these catchment groups through Thriving Southland, what's the best way to do it? Obviously, go to your socials or to the website?
Yeah, so we're on Facebook under Thriving Southland, and the website's got all the groups, and it's got the leaders' details. I don't have some of my new groups on there, so I'm just going to do a plug for these events coming up. But we'll build databases and get people along so they know these things are happening in the community. But, yeah, just jump on the website, give me a call and have a yarn. You'll see my phone number on there. So I'm always keen to talk about catchment groups.
Hey, Sandra Campbell, great to see you've got a passion for the catchment groups, because a lot of people have, and they're popping up everywhere as well. Like I say, always great to talk with yourself and the team at Thriving Southland, and good luck negotiating those ovens in the halls.
Yeah. Hey, Andy, I'll just do a plug for these events coming up.
Oh, yeah, so, for sure.
The first one, Atama, is on Friday the 15th of July at 5:30 at the Atama Hall. They're doing a potluck, so if you live in the Atama catchment, please come along. It's for everybody in the community, kids and all. It's a family night. It's not going to be a grindy, big planning session. It's actually about just getting together and talking about what they want in their community. So, and Nat Dale and Wendon the same. So Nat Dale's on the Thursday the 28th of July at 1:30 in the Netdale Hall, and Wendon is on Thursday the 28th at 7 p.m. in the Wendon Hall. But those flyers will be on our Facebook and website, and also we've just done a What's On in Southland flyer as well, which is on our Facebook and website, about all the more rural agricultural type events happening across Southland, and there's so many, so it's really good to see them all in one, well, hopefully all of them in one place. They're hard to keep up. There's so much going on through the winter. So,
too true. Thanks for your time, Sandra. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Andy. You have a good afternoon.
Sandra Campbell there from Thriving Southland, doing a great job, and ghost catchment groups are just going from strength to strength. So, as Sandra said, go into the socials or onto the website for more details too. So they just keep popping up all over the show. It's great to see too.